T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attorney Dennis Vacco is joining us live, former state attorney general and U.S. attorney for Western New York, with Lippis Matthias Wexler Friedman, LLP. A lot of people's eyes glazed over at times yesterday, Dennis, watching this impeachment trial. But is this really an example of constitutional law and procedure?
Well, first of all, good morning, Susan, and thanks for asking me to join you and Brian this morning. So we have to keep in mind that this is a rather unique moment in our nation's history. There's only been, this is only the third time that a president has been impeached by the House. So for your listeners, just to make sure that there's some clarity here, an impeachment that under the Constitution is very similar to an indictment. It's a list of allegations, a list of claims. And much like a defendant who's charged in an indictment, typically the Now, that's what's going on now. That's what started yesterday in the United States Senate, is a trial on the allegations that are contained in the impeachment document, the articles of impeachment. So the impeachment really is not concluded until there's a trial ongoing in the Senate. The rules are frankly, somewhat nebulous because they're grounded in the Constitution. You know, our system of laws typically... there's clarification around the application of rules or laws by virtue of appellate practice in cases going to appellate courts or to the Supreme Court. We don't have any of that here. You know, this is only the third time that this has happened in our nation's history. So really kind of going on the basis of past practices, although there was the Senate did in 1986, the Senate approved rules for impeachment. And it's principally those rules that were enacted in 1986 that are being used today. They were used in 1990 when President Bill Clinton was impeached. And those are the basic rules that are now being used today with some modifications.
Every time we speak with somebody who's looking at this from a legal perspective, they kind of say, you know, it is technically a trial, but it's really nothing like what you would see inside of a courtroom you would go to here in Erie County or a Supreme Court that the Chief Justice usually presides over.
I perfectly understand that, although it is a trial, but it operates under different rules than what we would see in a trial in Erie County Court or in Supreme Court. Here, the jurors are the senators, but the same senators who are jurors, unlike jurors in a typical criminal case, can't ask questions. They ask questions to the case, and they have written questions to the judge. Here, the jurors, in other words, the 100 United States senators, can also ask questions. They could also bring motions. So it's much different to the extent that the jurors are much more active participants. They're not just sitting listening to the evidence and then evaluating the evidence and the law. Here, the jurors are active participants. Now, and to drive home that point, the United States senator can actually be called as a witness. Now, you know, the curiosity of that is if the House of Representatives wanted to call Senator X as a witness, or the House managers, who are essentially the prosecutors, want to call a witness X, they have to do it in the form of a motion. So the motion has to pass by 51 senators voting in favor of the request from the House managers for a particular senator to be called as a witness. So even that process is much more convoluted. It is not at all like what you would see in a courtroom in Erie County.
Chief Justice John Roberts last night admonished both sides, and kind of in a nice way, and to remind them exactly where they were in this decorated chamber of the Senate. But do you see him really having a limited role going forward here?
I do, because at the end of the day, he gets to rule on some issues of well, he's going to get to rule on issues of law, assuming that they are created, or he's going to rule on whether or not the rules of the Senate for this particular impeachment are being followed. But again, here's another twist, another moment. The senators being active jurors because they can participate. If the majority of the Senate does not like a ruling of Justice Roberts by a 51 vote margin, in other words, a simple majority, they can sit as an appellate review of that decision. So if, for instance, Roberts makes a ruling to be made for that ruling now to be overturned by a majority of the senators. So in many respects, Roberts is truly more of a figurehead to make sure that there's order to the process as opposed to playing a more active and controlling role that a typical trial judge would play.
Okay. Well, we thank you for the updates and keeping us up to speed on everything that's going on, because it is a lot to pay attention to. That's Dennis Vacco, partner with Lippis Mathias Wexler Friedman, LLP, former state attorney general, who has argued in front of the Supreme Court before. Obviously, this is a little different, arguing in front of the Chief Justice this
right way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.